The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If there's one thing that you've heard over and over again on Build Your Tribe, it's this. Do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes. When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Barack Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's worlds. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I got to tell you. So I want to invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Shalene Johnson. All right, now let's get to today's topic. Hey there, thanks so much for joining me today on Build Your Tribe. This is a Quick Tip Tuesday recorded from the front seat of my car. And this is an interesting topic. All right, so let's get to it. When I have these conversations with entrepreneurs, like I just hung up the phone with one, I am like, I have to talk about this on Build Your Tribe because I know that's why you're listening. You want that inside scoop, and I really believe that this perspective will be helpful for you today. So I got a call from a person who I coach and mentor. They were struggling with their launch because they're having to spend so much money on advertising. And that's a great thing if you are getting a great return on your investment. But what's an even better way is to combine advertising with social media that's driving to your email list. So the number one mistake, let me just cut to the chase. The number one mistake I see entrepreneurs making is that they don't understand an organic social strategy. They're either like all the way hot or all the way cold. And here's what I mean. You're either just focused on creating content that's funny and clever and interesting, or you know, you're just focused on getting likes and follows, but you're not using it to build excitement, anticipation for this launch, this product, the service, the thing that you do. You're just using it to like attract attention, and you're hoping that people will want to know more and ask more about your product, your service, whatever it is that you offer. And yeah, that's possible, but it's a freaking long game, and it's a very small percentage of people who are actually going to see your feed posts, love your feed posts, continue to engage with your feed posts, which they need to do if your feed posts are going to show up on their feed, right? Like, so if they skip over one of your posts, they don't like it, they don't comment, and even they're like, oh, that was cute. If they skip over it, it's probably not going to be fed to them via the algorithm again. So first up, we've got to make sure that people are engaging with our content. And then, and only then, we've got a, you know, very small, when I say small, like less than 6% chance that they're going to then look at your stories and learn more about you and go deeper and then maybe ask you, hey, what is it that you offer? What is it you sell? What is it that you do? How can I learn more? So that methodology takes so much time. It's why you're killing yourself. It's why you feel like you're spending like hundreds of hours in social media without anything really to show for it. And that's hard. Like, and it's getting harder and harder to get people to follow you. Sorry, I'm driving. But it's necessary. But the other way is when people are using their social media as if it's a commercial, as if people like really want you to sell to them in your feed. And you're like, you know, posting stuff about your upcoming conference and the name of your conference and the date of your conference and the price of your conference and a stupid graphic for your conference. And no one likes it. No one engages with it. No one new anyways, like maybe there are a few people that are already registered for it. So that's the wrong way to go. Or worse yet, when I see people posting up their product to their feed, telling you all the features and benefits, how much it costs, where to get it, and that it's on sale. These things kill your reach. They kill the algorithm. They don't create a conversation, and that's old school selling. So again, I see entrepreneurs making this mistake. They're either selling, which isn't going to work, or they're not leading up to anything. They're just like dancing around the subject. An optimal, organic social media strategy should look at, all right, who is it I'm trying to attract? And what is their problem? What is it they need? What is it they want? What is it? Because sometimes it's not a problem. Like maybe what it is that you market is beautiful, hand blown champagne glasses. And so there's really no problem. There's no problem that you're solving, but you are serving a customer who likes beautiful things, who probably is in a certain price range, who, you know, really cares about their home interior and entertaining and things of that nature, right? So you've got to think about a content strategy that starts by engaging those people. So who is it you're trying to engage? Who are they? Who is your avatar? That's number one. And number two, how can you create curiosity so that it turns into questions? Because those questions are how we're going to eventually create a relationship and to convert our followers into paid customers, people that we can help, people who are in our tribe, people who are on our email list, right? Okay, so you got to be thinking about that as a long-term strategy. Next, you have to constantly be growing your email list. And there's pretty rare exceptions. I mean, I'm trying to think of an exception. Like someone said to me recently, they're like, why would I need to grow my email list? I have an in-person boutique. And I was like, why aren't you selling your merchandise online as well? In which case you need an email list. Like I just can't think of too many. I really can't think of any business right now that doesn't need an email list, wouldn't benefit from an email list. Okay. So that means, as I've said many times before, 80% of your focus should be around not how can I get more likes, how can I get more follows, but how can I create something of value that people will want to know more and give me their email address in exchange for. So if you've got a launch coming up, or if you've got, I don't know, a boot camp that you're exciting, a new program that's launching for your network marketing organization, or you yourself are a course creator and you want to launch a course, backtrack from the date of that and ask yourself, like, what are some of the things that would benefit my ideal customer who doesn't yet know that this is available, but there's definitely a need. So I'll give you our own personal example. With the Marketing Impact Academy, for about, you know, 3 to 6 months, well, all year long, we're seeding it. We've got freemiums that lead people to webinars and trainings and workshops that offer them kind of base level, introductory level, beginner level, entrepreneurial struggle, things that, you know, it solves those kind of problems with them. Like, so we might do a webinar on niche, or we might do a webinar on visual branding, or we might do a free checklist on how to create the perfect social media post. And all of these things are proven to be valuable, high converting opt-ins, freemiums, whatever you want to call them. In other words, we're giving people free training, free tools, free resources in exchange for our email address. And the only people who are opting into those kinds of programs are our ideal customer. You know, the person who finds it funny or humorous or interesting even what it is we posted, but they're not interested in becoming an entrepreneur, they're not opting in. So we're always thinking like, okay, not can we just create more freemiums, but of the ones that we have, can we improve on them? The ones that aren't working, we dump them. We listen to our customers. We take their lead because they're often going to tell us where they're struggling and what they need additional training on and what they don't understand. In fact, recently I'd love to hear your comments on this, you guys, especially if you're in our pod squad. So we have a group on Facebook where you can join and we discuss. It's the place to ask any questions about any of the podcasts, either this one or the Chalene Show. But I would be curious in the pod squad if this is of interest to you, because I recently got a message, a DM from someone who says, I listen to every single Build Your Tribe episode, but I've never heard you break down step-by-step your content creation and organization process. In other words, take me through step-by-step. What does it look like? When do you create it? How do you create it? In which apps? Then how do you save it? How do you disseminate it to your team? What does that look like? And I don't think that could be done well. I could be wrong, but I don't think that could be done that well in a podcast. I think that sounds like a really valuable workshop I could do, like a, you know, live Zoom and like show people on the screen. So let me know if that's something you'd be interested in. But taking and listening to my customers, our audience, even people who listen to Build Your Tribe, listening to you is how we create the tools, webinars, free resources that you find valuable. Because sometimes we're too close to it ourselves, you guys, to come up with these ideas. So don't try to create it in a vacuum. Don't think that you should come up with these things on your own. Put it to a poll in your social media. Ask your Facebook groups. You know, if you've got your own podcast, ask your listeners. Listen to your customers. They're going to tell you what they need, and those are going to be your best freemiums. Once you have those, then I would say at least 20% of your posts should directly have a call to action to that freemium. Like, hey, if you want more information on this, click the link in my bio. But in order to do that, you've got to create content that relates to it. You've got to create content that revolves around that problem that they have without giving them so much information that you've solved the problem. Or they feel like you've solved, even though you might think, oh no, I've only scratched the surface. But if they feel like, oh wow, that's all I need to know, then there's no curiosity. There's no opportunity to serve them further. And that's the whole idea is, you know, we want to, I always hear this question, people will say, how much do I give away for free? And it is a little tricky, it depends on your business, etc. But I think from my standpoint, I'm always giving away kind of the what you need to do, but the how exactly you do it is something that we deliver to our students, and going really in depth and breaking down exactly how we do it in our business and offering, you know, not just the what to do, but the how to do and the steps. So it's more, I guess I don't want to say surface level, but we don't go as in depth here or in my free content as we do in my courses. But it's, I know some people that just like, they give it all away. And the reason why you want to then join their course or whatever, look into their services, is because of the way it's organized and focused and delivered, which is a value. Okay, so what are people doing wrong? They're not creating a social media marketing strategy. You're not thinking about how your content should be leading to an opt-in. 80% of my efforts, when I say my efforts, like my time during the day, is spent either creating free content that I can later promote in social or figuring out how I can develop, maybe it's a reel or a TikTok or a story where I can suggest this free tool. You know, I'm doing that at least 5 times a week on my Instagram stories, at least 1 time a week to my feed. And that's just my own personal account. We have 7 other, you know, Instagram accounts that are all constantly doing that. One freemium alone for Insta Club Hub helped us add 100,000 people to our email list. One freemium. It was our download 50 Instagram stories. And we just gave people 50 Instagram story ideas. It's our most popular converting webinar. I shouldn't say converting. It's our most popular converting freemium. And by converting, I mean people opt into it. I don't have statistics off the top of my head to tell you if that is a freemium that results in a high number of customers. And there's a difference, right? Now, someone who opts into a workshop, which is an hour-long training, like, for example, on branding or your niche or how to sell, that, I can tell you, is between a 30 and 50% in some cases conversion to a customer if that person opts into that webinar. You know, but that's a smaller number of people, but it's all part of the organic strategy. And I have friends and people that I coach that'll say, like, can you have someone help me with that? Like, do you know anyone who I could hire to do that? Yeah, that's a difficult hire. To be honest, it's a really difficult hire because you have to really understand your brand, your niche, marketing, social media so well. And frankly, the people who are in that position, they're doing that for themselves. You know what I mean? So it's pretty tough to find that person. You'll find them. They're highly paid. I mean, that's a very valuable position. And I don't know that you have to hire that person full time. You could definitely find someone to consult. I guess I would start with asking your fellow entrepreneurs if they've got someone that they work with that they might recommend you. So put a phone call into all of them. Say, like, hey, who are you using? Maybe that's something they're interested in doing for you if they're doing it well. I do it myself. You know, and I have a team that implements it. But in terms of like the ideas, because I just, there's something about having that special touch with your audience and knowing what they want, what they need, what will help them. And that knowing comes from listening. So if you do end up consulting with someone, just make sure they really, really understand your avatar, your audience, and your offer too, so they can help you to craft an organic marketing strategy. And by organic, I mean, you know, what you're doing in your social. Okay. And if you haven't already, I want you to go back and listen to an episode I did a couple of Tuesdays ago. Maybe we'll post it, a link to it in the show notes, where I talked about the social media recession, because that's really important too. You know, I won't like give you the whole thing, but just to quickly recap, there's a big shift in social media is happening right now. We are in a social media recession. And if you're still trying to follow trends and do cutesy things on social that are getting you views, but you're not getting comments and you're not getting follows, you need to change your strategy quick. Get ahead of it, all right? Don't follow the trends, get ahead of the trends. Hey, listen, I hope that those are some of the things that you get, you know, an idea about and how to do those things when you listen to Build Your Tribe. That's our goal anyways. I am very grateful that you have listened today and super thankful anytime you leave a 5-star review, and especially when you share this episode. So like, I know you have friends who are entrepreneurs. Do them a favor. Hit the share button and just text them the link to this episode. And I think you'll probably make their day. I know you'll make my day. Listen, it's my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We are done. Thanks for being here. Talk to you Thursday.
Hey, it's Kristen, Chalene's podcast manager. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, could you go and leave a review for Chalene and Brock? Let them know what it is you liked about this episode, what really hit home, and what would you like them to cover in a future episode. And while you're at it, could you just double check to be sure that you are subscribed? That way, if you're subscribed, you won't miss a single episode, which is released every Tuesday and Thursday. Did you know that Chalene has another podcast called The Chalene Show? It's all about living your best life. She gives you tips about improving things physical, mental health, mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, fitness, sleep, and so much more. She has the best interviews also. But if you're already subscribed to both Build Your Tribe and The Chalene Show, you really should go check out Patreon. Did you know The Chalene Show is now on Patreon? Chalene gets super personal, spills the tea on everything she can't on her other podcasts. You also get to experience Brett, completely unfiltered, completely confident, and completely hysterical. You can find it at patreon.com/The Chalene Show. Anyways, thanks for listening. Remember, anything referenced in this episode, including links to all the other podcasts, can be found below in the show notes.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.